Now on page Gimel, the Rebbe talks about Neshamas Yisrael and Torah, or I should say Torah and Neshamas Yisrael. We've had several discussions. The first discussion was the relationship between Tchara, Nukva, male and female to produce offspring. The second discussion was ideas or feelings and words. The third discussion was Eiris and Kelim. And the fourth discussion was Neshama and Guf. And what we know about all these discussions is that the Makabel doesn't only receive, it gives back. And arguably what the Makabel gives back is more and greater than what the Mashpia gave in the first place. That's the essence of these Maimonim. What is the difference? What's the difference? The difference is there's two types of Hashpah. There's two types of the Inyan of a Mashpia. The first type of Hashpah is what's called Hashpah's Ha'ara, where you give only light. For example, ideas are the light of the soul, or one of the multiple lights of the soul. Feelings are the light of the soul. Iris and Cain, put that away please. Light and vessels. Naturally, light is only light. And the same is true. That's a Bachnish Gemeid. And the same is true, of course, also about the Neshama and the Guf. When the Neshama manifests into the body, it is only a light of the soul that manifests into the body. But then we have Hilada, reproduction. Reproduction, although it basically is consistent with the form that we have, reproduction and also involves a dechar and a nukva, a male and a female, a mashpi and a makabel, like ideas and words, and like ideas and kelim, like neshama and guf. But what's the difference? The difference is Hilada is a system of mashpi and makabel where etzem is getting across. Etzem is getting across means what? That as a result of this relationship between Mashpi and Makabel, they are creating a likeness of themselves. They're making something which is literally their whole self, a child. When you take ideas and put them into words, and the words help the idea develop, the ideas and the words and the Ashpa are not the person. When you take light and you put it into vessels, and the vessel somehow is giving something back to the light, what's produced from that marriage, that meeting of light and vessels is not God. It's only light. When you take a neshama and you put it into a guf, and lay call a neshama mislabeshes beguf, at least begili, the essence of the neshama is not revealed in the body. The interaction between the neshama and guf produces light. But in the zivug, in the marriage of zachar and a kever to produce offspring, is called hashpah atzmis. Hashpah, where you give your own essence. And by the virtue of giving your own essence, what you produce is an essence like yours. And let me quickly review the details that I've already discussed with you in the first Maimed. In general, there are two types of Hashpah. One is called Oir and the other is called Shefa. Oir means you give light. In the light you have everything from the source. Oir mi'ein ha'moir. But light is shallow. When you give light, you're giving everything, but you're not giving yourself. What would be an example of Oir? An example of Oir would be Chachmas Adam Toir Panav, looking at the face of a tzaddik, for example. There's far more found on the face of a tzaddik than in anything the tzaddik will say, but the tzaddik isn't giving it. It's just radiating from him automatically. So the whole essence of the tzaddik is found in the oyed, the countenance of his face, but it's not an inyan for hashpah. And of course, the mashal in Gashmis is the sun and the sun's light. The sun's light carries every quality of the sun, but the sun is passive. The sun isn't giving it to us. The sun is being. And we are getting the light passively. And there are, of course, Milas and Eir, and there are Chesonis and Eir, which we'll get to in the next year. Shefa means what? Shefa means I'm not giving you my whole self. I'm giving you only a little piece of me, an aspect of me, my ideas, or one idea, my passions, my feelings, my senses, one sense, one aspect of one sense. But there's a very significant chap in Shefa. I am giving it to you proactively. A mashpia is involved with his makabel. Oyer gives everything from the Moir, but it's passive. Mashpia gives one tiny aspect of itself, or himself, as it were, but he's involved. So when a Rav teaches Talmidim, the Rav involves himself in the Hashpah, so even though he's giving only one little piece of himself, but in truth, he's giving only one piece of himself. But because he's nitfas, as the expression is, he's involved, he's engaged, he's locked into the Hashpah, he's really giving himself. So when you speak about Ha'ar, Eir and Moir, Eir and Shefa, Ayin and Mud, light coming from the source. The light has everything from the source, but not the source itself. In Mashpia and Mekabel, the Mashpia may be giving a tiny measure, but the Mashpia is engaged in the Hashpah, and as a result, even though he's only giving you one particular idea, one particular feeling, one particular experience, or whatever, he's involved in the Hashpah, and therefore he's giving you himself. So you'll see in the next shiur, the Milas and Ered, the Milas and Shef, we'll get to that later. Actually, I discussed it with you in the previous shiur, in the shiur on page Gimel. But then there's a third category. Before I say the third category, I want to repeat again what I said, quickly. The Milas of Ered is that everything that you have in the source is Nimshech and Ered. The Chesar of Ered is that it's passive. The Ma'ed is not giving, you're getting. The Milas of Shefa is that the Mashpia is engaged. When someone gives you Shefa, they're investing themselves in Nashba, even though what they're giving you is only one little piece. Then you have a third category, which has both milas, and that's called the Hashpa'a Atzmis. Hashpa'a means you're involved in giving, and at the same time you're giving your whole self. You're giving, you are proactively being Mashpia, but you're being Mashpia is your whole essence. So Chassidus makes a number of points about Hashpa'a Atzmis. Number one, it's l'cha'ede impossible for a person to give him whole self. Mele, if it's just shining automatically, that's one thing. But to give your whole self seems impossible. And therefore, we're introduced to the idea of hashpah asmis comes in a gashmis diketipa. The only way you can give your whole essence is in a physical seed, in a physical dot. Point. Because ruchnis is not powerful enough to tolerate etzem. Only gashmis is. So we have these three types of hashpah. Oyer, where you're giving everything but passively. Shefa, you're giving something specific, but it's proactively, and therefore you're giving yourself. And the third category is Hashpa Atzmis, where you are proactively giving your whole essence. The only example we have for Hashpa Atzmis is Pity of the Divi, is reproduction. And as I explained it to you in the last year, the whole magic of reproduction is you give your child everything, including the aspect of being separated from you, of being independent of you. A parent who gives his child a lot, but raises his child, Mizak in Yiddish, to drein zacharum the mutter's fartach, to live around holding onto his mother's apron, is raising a cripple, a psychological cripple, a sick human being. A healthy person has to be able to grow away from his father and his mother. And that itself, he's getting from his father and his mother. Why? Because his father and his mother received that power from their parents. Because they too gave their child everything, including the ability that the child should be separated from them. In essence, doesn't mean you have to necessarily hate your parents, faket, but you choose to love your parents. Not you love your parents because of your dependency on them. That's the Maila Vashpa Atzmus. So, in this discussion, when we speak about Mashpia and Makabo, we say that there's different particulars, there's different aspects. For example, yeah, let's go through it. We've had so far four analogies, four mishalim. The first mashal was having children, Pity V'Divi. So I told you just a moment ago that in having children, Sai the father and Sai the mother are giving their very essence. That's why it's such an unusual relationship. It's a very deep relationship. There has to be this Atara Sh'atar al-Ima, Yadim Amshach from Kesen, and so on and so forth. The bottom line is the father is giving his essence, but in the form of a pintela, of a seed, Tipas Hamad, Adchar as it's called. And then the Tipas Haman, or Hanukva, the feminine point, makes from this of lad that avachayav a whole mitzvah. I can't imagine. What about when you take an idea and you put it into words? You take an idea and you put it into words. An idea is not the whole essence; it's an idea. A person can produce thousands of ideas. When you give an idea, you give one idea at a time. That's classic shefa. I'm giving you something specific. The lashon in Chassidus, by the way, for those who like terminology. For Shefa is Hashpo'as Muhus Dvar Ma. I'm giving you the essence of something specific, something measurable, something distinct, something set apart. So when you put an idea into words, that's typical Shefa. You put the Shefa into words and somehow the words have babies, new ideas form. What about the other one? Eidus and Caleb. Is that Shefa right? Interesting question, right? Eidus go into Caleb. The lights of Atzilus go into the vessels of Atzilus. Is that Shefa Reid? I would make the case that that's Eid. The Eid is main Amor, the Eid itself of Atzilus is main Amor. It goes into the Kalim, and somehow the Kalim are making something out of the Eid. But it's different already. Why is it different? Why is it different? Because when a teacher teaches ideas, even though the teacher is teaching a specific idea, along with that specific idea, you have the teacher himself, because he's involved. Eiris and Kalim, you have the whole Ein Sof. But the Eibish is not involved. It's just Eir. Eir mi Eina. Moir, it's only a Ha'orah, there's no Eir. So if you'll think about it, you'll recognize that the Rebbe Rasha brings a bunch of Mashalim, yeah? He's not just bored and looking for more words. Every Mashal is describing something different. The Mashal of Hela, the Piri of Erivia, of reproduction, is describing a Mashpia Makaba, which is Ashpos Ha'etzem. The Mashal of ideas and words, it's a second Mashal already, yeah? Is Hashpa, but only Hashpa of Ha'orah, not Etzem. And the Mashal of Eir is in Kalim. It's only a specific aspect. No, it's a specific aspect, but you have the person himself in addition to that specific aspect. Yeah, but that's where the person is hidden. The atom of the person is not one with the idea. In the idea itself, you have just one idea, but you have the love, you have the hiskashus, like you had in the Gersa Kedish Tezvav. If the hiskashus of Mashpia Makabel, you and I had mentioned it to each other the other day. And then in the third marshal of Eris and Kalim, the Eris and Amoy, everything in the source coming in the light. It goes into the vessel gives something back, but it's a different category. So you see that when the Rebbe uses Mishalim, he's not just wasting time. The first Mashal is Hashpoa Atzmis, the second Mashal is Hashpoas, it's called in Chassidus. Okay, now we understand it's called Hashpoas Ha'orah, but it's Ha'orah means, say, a prat, rather than the whole Atzim.
And then when you have Hashpoa, you have the Atzim of the person.
Yeah, but that's a hidden aspect. That you don't get consciously. That you get subconsciously. Or subconsciously. And then the third would be Eidus and Kalim, where Taka Eidim and Amayit is coming into Kalim. What about the fourth mashal? Nisham and Guf. Where do you put that? What are we doing this morning? We're breaking up. We're showing how the Rebbe Rashab is not just repeating himself.
What do you say? What's the
Eidus and Kalim? It's Eidus is Mein Amayit. Eidus Ha'ara. In the Eidus and Sof, you don't have Atzmus. You have just Eidus. Okay?
In the way of
Oir. And the Oir goes into the Keli. The Keli is giving something back to the Oir. So these first three Mishalim are describing three different circumstances. What about Neshama and Guf? Interesting question. Is Neshama and Guf Oir? Is Neshama and Guf Shefa? Can you say Neshama and Guf is Ashpo Atzmis? I don't think so.
It's not Oir.
It's not Shefa. It's really a little bit of all three, depending on what level of the Neshama you're talking about. It's certainly more complicated. In other words, the Neshama and Guf metaphor, the fourth mashal, is not a redundancy. It's Taka fourth category. And Neshama and Guf has aspects where it's like Eir and Keli, Ha'ara. It has aspects where it's like Mashpia, Makabel, Shefa. And perhaps at the very etzem of the Neshama, which we're going to be talking about now, it has aspects where it's Taka Nini Atzim, Ashkwatim. So I don't want to resolve the question of the Shaman Guf. I want to raise the question of the Shaman Guf. But what you now discover is that the Rebbe Rashab is not just saying the same thing again and again and again. He's actually saying distinct different things.
It's all about Mashpia.
Well, it's about the relationship to Mashpia and the Makabel. If the Mashpia is giving Etzem, the Makabel has to receive it in her Etzem. If the Mashpia is giving Shefa, the Makabel has to receive it in his Keches Pnimim Seichel. And if the Mashpia is Mashpia Eir, so it's an undersot Tashpa, undersot Yachas, whatever the particulars will be. Okay? And the Sham Enguf is a fourth category. Like I said, I don't have an answer. I don't want to put this in stone. But you could make the case that the Sham Enguf has aspects that's comparable to each of those three. You know, Fana Yechsidus, a very unusual commentary about the Neshama. The Neshama has two levels. One level is like Mamalik Alaman, and one level is like Sevev Kalaman. Chassidus says even the level of the neshama that's like Sevev Kalaman is also apnimi. Sevev Kalaman is makif. Sevev Kalaman is like Eid and Moed, Eid and Shefa, Eid and Moed. The neshama Sevev Kalaman is also an apnimi. If you put the neshama into a guf of a behema, it doesn't function. So there's certain things about the neshama that make it different than the typical category. It's a fourth category: hashpoa atzmis, a hashpoa of ha'ora, hashpoa apnimis, and then oir. And the neshama is the fourth category. Anybody have questions or commentaries? I hope this enlightens and edifies the maimed. This is not them saying the poshtep shot the maimed, but I think it's a little bit below the surface. You have to see that Abayim's words are always gerechent. I think stamazei.
The mashal of the
in the way it's written, it's more together. I agree.
And also, it's written like that.
It depends. The neshama has what's called a chayis klali. Listen to me, Levi. The neshama has, listen to me. The neshama has a chayis klali and a chayis prati. The chayis klali of the neshama is like Edus and Kedem. The chayis prati of the neshama is like Shefa.
It
has various milas. It has different milas. If you say so. Now we go on to another mashal. And to be sure, it's not really a mashal, it's a nimshal. Now we're going to talk about Torah and Neshamas Yisrael. What is the relationship between Torah and Yidden? Torah is a mashpia and Yidden are a makabel. And here too, we're going to come away with the same dilemma. Which category is it? Is it Eden Moir, Eden Keli, or is it mashpia and makabel? And here too, you could really say that there are various aspects in it. But I want to read the text inside, which is like a shechiyonah for us, Yud Gimel. Second line from the top of the page. Okay? Now that I gave you all this background, let's read the text. Said the Holy Rebbe the following. Now that we spent all this time learning about the different relationships between Mashpia and Makabel, right? Hashpo Atzmis and Makabel Atzmis. Hashpo as Ha'ora, and therefore the Makabel of the Ha'ora. Ha'ora, I mean a specific aspect, not the whole essence. And then Oyer and Kalim, which is more passive, less engaged. And then, of course, the fourth mashal of Neshama and Guf. Now we go on to a fifth mashal, and that's the relationship between the Eibishter and Yidden. You, Mashakos, we understand the pasuk that says, B'yem chasu nosei, the pasuk says, in the day the Eibishter got married. And it says in the Chazal on this pasuk, that B'yem chasu nosei zu matan teira. This is an allusion to matan teira. The lashon of the pasuk is, B'yem batara sha'atar le'imei, B'yem chasu nosei, u'b'yem simchas libe. I think that's how the pasuk goes. And the Chazal explained, B'yem chasu nosei goes on matan teira. Says the Holy Rebbe, da teira hi tipas abo. Look at the word tipa. Teira is like the seed, the pintala of the father. And the Mshach has been chach milah, kansa chach milah. V'hainu, says the Rebbe, b'chinus pnimis v'yatmus chach milah. Teira is not stam chachma, teira is the essence of chachma. In other words, think for a second. What is the suggestion at the moment? What category is teira in? Teira would be like a father and a mother having children. It's Hashpa Atzmis. Okay, and as we'll see later on, it has aspects that are like Hashpa Atzmis, and aspects that really make it more like Eid. Okay, do I have it? Everybody knows the difference. Mena Yichad Elyim between the union that happens Lamaila, the marriage that happens in Atzilus. Shal Yalatzerech B'riyas Helim, which happened in order to create the worlds. And La Yichad, and the union above that happened. Ad Matan Teir, and the Rebbe says, here's the difference. The marriage and union the Eibishter made to create the world. Who bebchinas chitzenius is a chitzenius, it's an external union. Says that bechinas it's only a ha'ara. Now, so which is it? We're talking about creation now. We have two possibilities. We know for sure that when the Eibishter makes a marriage to create the world, it's not tipa, it's not atzmus, it's not like a father and a mother. But it could be either Rav and Talmud, Mashpia and Makabel, or Eir and Keli. Agree? Hello? Yeah? We have three categories. Which of those two fits? I don't know. But one thing it for sure is not. It's not a father and a mother. It's not the etzem of the Eibishter being nishma, nimshach, into the etzem of a makabel. It's a chitzeni de kashpa. It's either like Eden Keli or like muhustav or ma'a, sechal and diba. Mestam it's like Eden Keli, but it's chitzeni. Mash'ein kema matan teira, conversely, six lines in the top of the page where the Eibishter gave us the Torah. Ho yaha yichod bebchinas pnimiyis. The union that takes place is a deep union. And over here, deep doesn't just mean stamazay deep, like a rabbi natama. Deep means the deepest that could possibly be. And he qualifies. Shadow bebchinas hamshachas atzmus chuli. That means that when the Eibishter gives us the Torah, in the Torah you have the Eibishter himself. And I want to say this here because it's going to be very important for tomorrow's shiur. When the Rebbe says at this moment that in the Teira of the Eibishter himself, he means really mostly in Pnimiyas Teira. In Niglan, Chitzonius Teira, really, Chitzonius Teira is like Oir, Oir Mein Avoir. It's in Pnimiyas Teira that you have the Etzem of the Eibishter. Ukvishi is Ba'alakam, we'll talk about it next time. The Kanal B'moshel B'ashpoz Gashmiyas. Like we explained before in the metaphor of giving Ashpoz Gashmiyas. The Tipa Sa'ab, the seed, the point of the Father. Nimshach mebchinas atzmos hav, comes from the very essence of the Father. Like you guys learned in Tanya Pedig Beis and in other places, it comes from etzem chochmei chochmos hav. It comes from the chochma of the Father, and it comes down in the gashmis the kaseed, because only in gashmis could be nimshach atzmos. Like you mentioned me a few times, no, it's chilas and besefon. Only in the lowest level can you have the etzem. Bechinas atzmos hav. Of the essence of the Father and the muhus of his nefesh. Now, if you guys were philosophers, you would say, what's the difference between the words atzmus ha'av and muhus nafshe? That's two different things. Atzmus ha'av is one thing, muhus nafshe is another, right? What's the pshat? Homework. K'meik and yuvan, the same is true also. Da'am shochas ha'teira. When the Eibish gives us the teira, mibchinas atzmus ha'ed himself. In the teira, the Eibish is not just giving us his light. He's giving us his very essence. Chuli. Now tomorrow I'm going to change my mind. But that's for tomorrow. Tomorrow I mean Wednesday, Mitzvah, the next year. But for today, Teira is Ashpo Atmos. It's like father and mother. When the father and mother, when Teira and Yidin get together, they produce Atmos in children. Atmos in the world. And the children, of course, that you'll see in a moment or two, is the mitzvahs that they perform Bagashmis. And the Rebbe says, V'yafapish and Islapsha Bagashmis. How could you say that in Teira you have Atzmus? Teira is manifest in physical things. Why? The subject matter of Teira is physical things. It's especially so in Teira Shabbat. It has manifest in physical laws. Where two people hold the talus. The way you exchange a parah with a chameh which you had last year, Bava Kama, and so on. I'm sorry, in Bava Metzia. Harezek mehashpoas hatib. Says the Rabbi, it's the same thing as we had in the Moshe. A father gives his whole essence. How? Dafke, the physical seed. Because of the rule of not chaslev, on the lowest level can you give over the etzim. Shigashmias. It's a physical thing. And yet, mikomoke melubashpoas. Still, within it you have manifest. Kol keches atzmus ha'av. The father's essence is communicated. The father is giving himself an atipa. What's the proof that the father is giving himself an atipa? Anybody know the answer? What's the proof that the father is giving himself an atipa? Because the child is going to be a likeness of his father. He's going to look like his father. He's going to act like his father. And even if he acts differently than his father, that's also mikeyachav. Like I told you the lashon a few times, it says in the Chassidus, the Gemara says, it's possible for a father to be better, for a son to be better than his father. So Chassidus is medayik. It doesn't say Yafakech Haben Me'ovir. It says Mikeach. So it says in Chassidus that if a son is better than his father, this betterment that the son has over the father, he got from the father too. No, but then the father didn't reveal it, then he does. But everything in the child comes from the father. So in this physical teep, he has the whole father. There's no other way to give you essence except in a Gashmir's Dugat Teep. You know what it's called? It's a tzimtzum, but it's a different type of tzimtzum. Find a chassidus, various mishalim for tzimtzum. Four mishalim to be exact. The idea of tzimtzum is usually to make less. Here tzimtzum to make less. Here tzimtzum means to concentrate. The lashon chassidus for this would be tzimtzum shchinosei ben shnei badayorim. The Eibush takes his whole atmos and puts it into a narrow space. He's not making it less. The whole atmos is concentrated into a small space. In the tipa, it's a symptom, but it's not a symptom to use mathematics. It's not a symptom of kamos, it's a symptom of echos. It's not I'm making it less, or should you come down to a lower level, I'm concentrating the whole atzim into this tipa. Says the Rebbe, mikol makom still beluvish makol atzmos ha'av. Says the Rebbe, mekein ha'teira, the same is true of teira, he bechinas atzmos dafke, in the teira you have the whole eibishter. V'chol eir atzmi, and there is no such thing as a light, which is the essence. Eir Atzmi is a very unusual term. Usually, I'm going to say something quickly, okay? You'll either get it or not, because I don't have time. Usually, Eir Atzmi is used to allude to Eir Ein Sof. But I told you before that Eir Ein Sof is Eir, not Shefa. And we're describing Hashpah Atzmis. So here, Eir Atzmi doesn't mean Eir Ein Sof. Eir Atzmi means light that is the essence. Not normally, Eir Atzmi is a term that alludes to the Eir that reflects the essence. Here, Eir Atzmi means Eir that has within it the essence itself. You hear what I said, Yossi? V'chol Eir Atzmi, and every light, and in this case, Eir doesn't mean light that reflects the essence, but light that is the essence. Yashal Ezgaz cannot be revealed, ki imid of a gashmel, it's manifest in the physical thing, dafka. It's explained in other places than we discussed it before. Now, I want to make an addendum here. I want to put something in here, but I'm doing this for political purposes. I'm doing this so that the Tamar Shea will go a little smoother. If you'll notice, the Rebbe was talking about Torah, and he categorized Torah as mitzvahs. It's true. Torah communicates mitzvahs, and in as much as mitzvahs are concerned, mitzvahs are tipa, physical acts that have the whole lot of Sedevish in them, no doubt about it. Like you have in Tanya Pedikei, that it says in Zeya, Shlaf Megmina Bechrap and Tavanish. It says in Zeya, no, you can wake them up. If you. He doesn't talk about Torah as the Seichel of Torah, as the intellect of Torah. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. He talks about Torah as mitzvahs. Oh, so I was telling you, it says in Daniel Pedikei at the end, that leis machshava tfisa bei klal, it's impossible to grasp God, right? It's pretty logical why it's impossible to grasp God. Why? As I explained it to you, and I'll use the same mashal I always use. Whenever you grasp something, you grasp it by its ktavas, by its borders, by its seams, by its handles. Something that's seamless, that's borderless, that has no handles, you can't grasp. You can't grasp God because he has no edges. What are you going to hold? Exactly that. He's infinite and he's plain. To use words that don't mean anything but make everybody feel intelligent, he's everything and he's nothing at the same time. So how are you going to hold him? What are you going to hold? Huh? Verstehst? There's no edges. There's edges to tables. There's edges to ideas. An end. But I got to see this. Miketz Shavah Shalom Tasa Shemitah. What's meant Miketz? Miketz means the beginning of the seventh year, the end of the seventh year. So Machlekes and Deis. Very good. Shemitah, yeah? Miketz Shavah Shalom Tasa Shemitah. After 7 years you make Shemitah or the seventh year Shemitah? From 3 days. Shemitah Meshmetah B'Chalasso B'Sefer. That's the Tzvei Ktzavas. Yeah, found in Deis and in Rishonim. It's brought in Maimorim, it's Samach Vav. In other places, sure. Okay, now. So it says in Tanya, it's impossible to grasp God. Ki im, except, kashet fisa, umislabeshes, and then the parenthesis, bohen, v'teiro mitzvah. When a Yid learns Torah, when he does a mitzvah, he's holding the Eibshter. A pair of film that you're wearing is like a tipa. The ganze God, the ganze Eibshter, Achmas and Hus, is not pair of film. How could that be? Just like a father could be a tipa gashmias, the Eibshter is a pair of film. When a dal is a mezuzah, when a dal is a shefer, when it's a mitzvah, right? Or the dal minim, when it's a mitzvah, and sukkah, when it's a mitzvah, and so on. What? A child is a muscle for mitzvahs. Oh, what's a child? The child is the birurim. The child is the changing gashmis and talakus. That's a child. The red zaf is matzmiach yishuz. So every mitzvah, the Eibishter gives it as his essence. Tomorrow we're not going to discuss Torah. Tomorrow I mean Wednesday. As the mitzvahs of Torah, we're going to discuss Torah as the chokhmah of Torah. Torah as chokhmah is taka oir. It's like Eirin Keli. But today we're not talking about that. Today we're discussing Torah and mitzvahs, how Torah and mitzvahs are the nimshal for the marshal of a father and a mother, that the father is giving his essence in the tipa. And we continue. And we continue. When the Shama is Yisrael, the crime be shame kala. And the Jewish people are called, what's up with them? Oir. But the gili of that atmos and hus is through mitzvahs or through previous atena, nishmasadeh. In nigel, the teira hetzachay, nishtatzachay. In other words, when we say, it means either beikir pnimiyas hatera, belechtes hatera, or as with bichu kulachad means like eight is one with moir. Mashahin ken yisrael v'kutcha bichu kulachad. That's even deeper. We'll talk about lachliv tomorrow, shir for tomorrow. I just want to prevent the saying. But you said yesterday faket because it's two different aspects. Today we're talking about teira as teira is like a tipa. And notice that he refers to the mitzvahs and to the gashmis.
So the inside of the mind stops and changes.
It seems that way. He doesn't say, I'm changing my mind, but he seems to go on to use the mashal of Eden Kaili later on.
Because
there's different aspects to Teda, and yes, Asmus won't come with the gashmis. When Nisham is Yisrael, Nisham became Kal. By the way, what I just told you, I'm not 100% sure about. But this is what it seems to me. That's how I'm going to teach it. But I'm not sure. So in other words, if you see different, adrabah. When Nisham is itself, Nisham is Hashem Kala. Nisham is all called a Kala. What is a Kala? Like a woman. She receives the Tipa, and she's a Keni of the Tipa, because she's got Etzem also. If I can't, she creates the new Metzias, the child, the offspring. They receive the Teda. It should be absorbed and grasped within their mamish. Like it says in Chazal, the Teda is in your hands. You guys learned which Gemara you have it. Which Mesechta? The Lashni Gemara, Vayikachas Kolatzei Miyadi. So the Gemara Mirshusei. It's not in Pesachim. Not the Lashni Amud Miyadi. The idea of a Yad, meaning having the essence. Like it says, Vayikachas Kolatzei Miyadi by Dertin. It's Daf Yudches Amud Aleph someplace. Kedushin? Maybe. But okay. Amud Miyadi means you own the essence. You hold the essence. The essence is yours. The chain of mitzvahs neema, the same is true about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are this seed, which the Abish, the man, is mashpia to the woman, which is Yidden. Like it says, the Lashon, Eid Zarua la Tzadik, the Abish, that plants the light of Teda in Tzadik. Zora Kodesh Baruch Hu Esa mitzvahs chuli. By the way, for those who like Kabbalah, Tzadik is Yesoid, and Tzedek is Malchus. So Eid Zarua Tzadik means how Tzadik is mashpia into Tzadik. Zor is mashpia into Nukva. Good. Zara Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah Zechula, the Eibush that plants the mitzvahs in Yidden. Now, what do Yidden do? They perform the mitzvahs. When a Yid performs the mitzvah, every performs the mitzvah as a child. Why? Now there's a physical piece, a physical entity, which is Atzmus. And I'm going to be very simplistic, but I'm going to say it nevertheless. In other words, everything that we know exists, as we discussed in the Shir of last week, dies. Nothing is forever. Right? A stone will eventually crumble and become dust, particles of sand. The particles of sand will everything go back to ruchnius, the conforms, and so on. Everything is cyclical, changes constantly. When you take a physical mitzvah, physical thing, and you make a mitzvah out of it, it becomes an inyan atzmi, it becomes forever. We know about tefillin that were buried and they probably become dust. Lasid lovi, just like you're going to have tchias amesim. Why are you going to have tchias amesim? Because since your goof did mitzvahs, your goof is atzmus. And Atmos is forever. And then we're going to see a goof that lives forever. The Gashmis, the Kemitzvahs are going to resurrect also. Any physical thing with which mitzvahs are performed, when you perform a mitzvah, you created a child. What's the child? The child means Atmos in Gashmis. The Eibush that gives us the seed means to say, the suggestion, if you'll do this, you'll bring Atmos into the world. But he just gives us the seed, the suggestion, we have to do it. When we perform the mitzvah, we create a physical thing, which is an inyan atzmi. And laws are going to be forever. Frex the gleich akasha, so why does it have to die and be reborn? And you can blame that in other machava. That the agufas have imperfections, so therefore you have to, the Gemara says, akel chayzun la'afran, to remove our connection to other machava, and then the guf could live forever.
The same thing with things that were burned.
Yeah, of course. Huh? In this Elam Hazi. It's not in the mitzvahs, in the gashmis. Huh? Okay, and again, what I just told you was an enormous simplification. Right? In other words, if you run to shul on the sidewalk, that sidewalk is going to be Dilas and Lavi. If nobody ran to shul on that sidewalk, this push is not going to be. It's going to go away. It's very nice. It's Nishmaz. Vimidol does not Nishmaz Bezai. Okay. You could wait a minute or two, Mustama, yeah? Yeah. The Eid HaTeira, the Eid HaMitzvahs, the light of Teira and light of Mitzvahs, Nizru ben Neshamah Zohas, planted in Neshamah Zohar, Shehei Nikrayim Eretz Chefetz, a land that's desired. Like the Pasuk says, Ketiyu Atem Eretz Chefetz is a gamer, and there's another Pasuk says, Chefti Bam Chuli, Shehei Meretz Eretz Chefetz, they're a land which is fit to be seeded and planted. V'yodom Davka Tiyah Atzmicha Chuli, we take physical things and produce Atzmos and Gashmias. When you make a pit film and wear it, you made Atzmos and Gashmias, and it's forever, it's Anyin Nitzchim. The reason for this is Shesheirish Neshamas Yisrael Buchinus Pimus Atmos in itself. Our root is an Atmos. Ukmeshikos the Bonim Atam Hashem Alkech Mar Hashem's children, and this you already know. May Haben Shenuchich Matos May Ha'av a father, a son comes to the essence of his father. Make Neshamas Yisrael Buchinus Pimus Atmos in itself. Chulin, we come from the essence of Eibushter. Therefore, we are the appropriate. We are the fertile ground to plant the seeds of mitzvahs, and we're going to produce Atmos. Huh? Of course. Oh, because this is Mesechus de Guf Perikir. Okay, your point is well taken. This is Mesechus de Guf Perikir. Now, I'm going to do something very unfair, but I'm going to do it now. It's 9:03. It'll take me 2 minutes. I just want to share with you some Kabbalah. Okay, this is called facts. These are the kind of stuff that are very difficult to figure out, and once you have them, they save you lots and lots of headache. You should know like this. This is going to get written on the bottom of the page. There is something called Chitzenius Ak and Pnimius Ak. In general, Chitzenius Ak is called Nanach, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya of Ak is Chitzenius Ak. Pnimius Ak is the Yechid of Ak, which has many names. It's called Yechid of Ak, it's called Atik of Ak, and it's also called Reishis Gilui Akav. Emphasis on the word Gilui. Kav itself is Helam. The first Gilui Akav is called Atik of the Ak. So that's called Pnimius Ak and Chitzenius Ak. Now, as a rule, we say that the final lashon in the Maimonim from Kabbalah Svarim, that there is Mechtzav HaSfiris and Mechtzav HaNeshamis, the place from which Sfiris come and the place from which Neshamis come, in Ak. And we say that Mekeir Mechtzav HaSfiris is in Pnimius Ak, and the Mekeir Mechtzav HaNeshamis Yisrael is in Chitzenius Ak. In other words, Neshamis come from the Chitzenius, the Nanach of Ak, and Sfiris come from Pnimius Ak. So to use fancy Lashon HaSfiris, that's how it is in Hishtalshus. In Giluyim, Neshamis come from Kelim. You should know the rule. The Neshamis come from Kelim, not from A. Teira comes from A, and Neshamis come from Kelim. In Hishtalshus, Kelim are lower than A. But in the Shadish, it's the other way around. Teira comes from Pnimius Ak, from Atik the Ak. Neshamis Yisrael's Shadish is in Atik the Ak, and an even higher level in Atik the Ak than Teira. What does that mean? So this explained the Chassidus, and again, I'm just telling you the simple fact. There is something that's called Ein Sof Hamalubish Ba'atik. There's Atik itself, and Atik is a Lakus, and there's the Ein Sof Hamalubish Ba'atik. Teira comes from Atik of Ak, which is Pnimius Ak. The Shamas Yisrael comes from Pnimius Dipnimius Ak, from Ein Sof Hamalubish Ba'ak. So in Giluyim, the Shamas come from Kelim, which is lower than Teira, and in their Shadish, the Shamas all come from higher than Teira. So when you read in the Maimed here that the Shamas Yisrael come from Pnimius Ak and Teira comes from Chitzenius Ak, it's a little bit misleading, because in truth, Teira comes from Pnimius Ak also. It is only that Teira comes from Chitzenius de Pnimius Ak, and the Shamas Yisrael come from Pnimius de Pnimius Ak. Okay, if you're able to follow that, that'll just information you should store someplace in your registry, and when you'll come across it, you'll go back to it. Okay?